broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded.
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon and welcome to WEEI Afternoons live at Patriot Place just outside of Citizen Kane Pizza. It is
Citizen Crust.
I mean Citizen Crust. Sorry. Jeez.
Yeah, Citizen Kane Pizza. Make sure you use promo code Rosebud for
Citizen
10%
Crust,
off your
yes.
first pizza.
Where they sell Roman pizza, which has nothing to do with Roman Anthony. It's just their style of pizza. But we are here because it is preseason opener night. But more importantly, it is also Tom Brady statue reveal night. Fitzy, I came up the steps by the statue, and it's big.
Yeah.
It's big.
And are you talking about the statue or everyone's outfits?
The statue mostly, and I was trying to ascertain the pose. It looks like he may be throwing a fist in the air or a trophy in the air.
I'm going Lombardi because it's not. So when you see that, and of course, hello everybody, and my God, this is an exciting day. Years, months, Tom Brady era of excitement waiting for the big reveal tonight. Andy, we are 4 hours away from the ceremony.
Ted mentioned that a lot.
What's that?
Mention how close we are to the unveiling of the statue, because okay. He's really excited.
And talk so, at length about the pose.
All right,
and
so, yeah, absolutely. So, Andy, if I sent you long for a beach football, and then you caught it, and then I went long for a beach football thrown by you, I think we would actually reach the statue.
Oh, those little rubber ones that
I can chuck a long way.
Like yeah, like a Nerf Vortex or something.
I can Drake May it. You can yep. Joe Milton it. We'd be
absolutely.
There. Absolutely. Yeah, there are already Patriots fans. We've met some fans that have come from different Patriots fan clubs,
yep.
Memphis, Laredo. We got people coming up from all over the country here.
Jersey.
Posting up, getting ready for the big reveal in 4 hours. But the way that the cover is draped over top, it's like very thin at the top, and then it cascades down over what you could tell is obviously the figure. You may think like he's raising a fist, but that would be possibly either a little defiant. It could be triumphant. But remember, there was that iconic, like, when they won Super Bowl 51,
yep.
and he's holding the Lombardi straight up. It could be that, or it could be a single-hand Lombardi, which, you know, makes a ton of sense, because the guy won freaking six while he was here. But I think that's not what people initially thought it was going to be.
So my intel is twofold. It is, one, it looks like Tom Brady. We're not going to have some
Same.
Sort of Dwayne Wade, whatever. It looks
like Tom Brady. It's not going to be
like
Ronaldo where you're like, "Babe, have you ever seen a photo of Ronaldo?"
Right. You probably should have looked at the real man before you did this.
But you can only look at him for so long because he's so beautiful.
The second part is some people will not like the pose. I've heard there will be likely some criticism of the pose. And I think that's one of those things you're never going to please everybody. There's literally millions and millions of Patriots fans out there.
Why would people like the pose?
I don't know. I'll tell you in about four hours when they pull that sheet off.
I have heard as well that the artist did an awesome job. Of course, it's been done for like 49 weeks. They got it done just after Brady night. It's been done for a little over a year, I should say, rather. It was finished after Brady night. They warehoused it. I don't know if Brady has seen it himself, but I too heard that fans are not going to have that whole like, I mean, did it have to look like the courtroom sketch of Brady? Or why did it have to look like Brady dancing in Brazil? Like, it's very lifelike. That aspect of it is very flattering.
I'm interested to see what the overall take is for tonight, though. So we joke. Ted Johnson, I think, is ready to move on to the next era of great Patriots football.
Best call of the week was Tim from Brockton, who came in immediately afterwards and said, "Don't tell me to move on from Brady. I'll never move on from Brady." That guy over there, right, you, sir, enjoying the noodles. Never moving on from Brady, right?
The problem is you need to move on from Brady unless you want to be the Chicago Bears and some of these teams that didn't achieve anything after the greatness of their past generations.
Can't we be both?
And that's what tonight is about for me. 6 o'clock hour is about Tom Brady. 7 o'clock hour is about Drake May, is about getting Drake May out
right.
there and starting the process of the next great Patriots quarterback.
So without Tom Brady literally going on field and like tapping him on the shoulder, shaking his hand, or like
a boom
presenting
moment.
The sword, like ha ha ha, like this is the baton pass.
Yes, and I also think there is.
glossing over Mac Jones, Cam Newton, Jarrett Stidham, everyone else.
Like, I'm not familiar.
There was a 5-year desert between Brady and May, but that's okay. That's a transition rebuild time. But this
Jacoby Brissett.
I mean, we talked about it a ton. We did it on Six Rings. There is every reason in the world why people should start being not overly confident, but buying into this team, because what we saw in that joint practice the other day between the same two teams that'll take the field for the 7:30 kickoff tonight was a very competent, prepared Patriots football team, the best we'd seen at least since the Brady days.
Dan Ball, I know I give you some tough tasks at time.
Always.
I'm going to give you a new one.
Okay.
Can you count every Tom Brady jersey that walks by today? Because I've already seen a...
Jamar Chase right
correct,
there.
Jamar Chase, that's
best
a nice
receiver in the NFL.
Right. Yep, that's a nice...
First
Tony.
Overall pick in fantasy. First
Tony Romo. Pick
in you don't have to, Romo.
You don't have to count Romo's or Edelman's or Drake Mays.
I wouldn't disrespect Tom Brady by counting Tony Romo.
Andy, did you tell everyone yet, by the way, which actual current member of the Patriots walked by the booth, our broadcast booth here at the Dean College Stage just moments ago?
I'm taking your word for it.
Oh, it was. Because I went, hey, and he gave me the nod. Like, yeah.
Wait, that's your evidence that it was actually him?
Andy, how
that
many...
That he's not just a polite human being?
Andy, how many people look like they could be an 80s magician or Lan Larrison?
These days, there's more and more.
By the way...
There's a little lax stroke
side
to
note,
him.
Can I ask that question? What's up with the new thing about, like, thin mustaches on dudes?
I don't know. Why don't
when
you
did
do
that
one?
Start?
Let's do it. Let's make a little show.
Mine would be, like, big.
Well, you can trim it.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
All right.
So it is Brady statue reveal night. Lan Larrison may or may not have walked by to get some food. Maybe he was headed to the hotel with his family. I don't know. And Drake May is expected to. We've seen nothing to indicate anything otherwise. Mike Vrabel said earlier this week that everybody who's healthy should be prepared to play, and then they'll figure it out from there.
Including Lan Larrison.
Or more importantly, Drake May, because he is the future of the New England Patriots. What are you looking for from Drake May tonight? Because I think it's all about Drake. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's not all about Drake May. It's about the left tackle in front of him, number 66, and Drake May in combination there on the football field. But this is a big night for Drake May.
It is.
Tom Brady's literally looking over his shoulder.
He's watching, unless he's in the 7 o'clock helicopter to Nantucket
or to
Hanscom or to the airport in Norwood. Anything's possible, as we once learned years ago. But from Drake May, I'm looking for... just ease. I don't need anything spectacular. I'm not looking for, like, bomb to Javon Baker or, like, did you see that hitch, that wheel route to Kyle Williams or that pass to Trayvon Henderson? No. I want two competent series, a couple of completions. I want to see him very comfortable. I want to see his jersey clean as well, and I want to see the line, because we've talked about the fact that there could be at least two rookies on that offensive line starting in front of him. I want to see them looking the part. I want to see him very comfortable. And then I want to see him comfortably seated on the bench or with towel around his neck, maybe with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. I'm taking two Drake May series.
Is there a growing narrative? I read some things that I wasn't initially aware of from joint practices the other day. Obviously, the Washington Commanders were here for joint practice. They'll play tonight. No Jaden Daniels. So the matchup of those two took place on the practice field. We won't see it on the game field.
You get Mariota for all those people with the 2017 Titans.
You sure it's not Josh Johnson?
It is Mariota.
I never saw Mariota the other day.
It is Mariota.
He's on the line. Yeah.
He's
starting?
He was just he's dealing with a small injury, so he wasn't out there when you were watching.
But
he
should start him tonight?
That I'm not sure. Just to clarify the roster stuff that you guys
talked
about
roster
previously, yes.
And if not, it's Josh Johnson and Handsome Sam.
And and I'm not excited about any of that, but there were all these reports I was reading on Instagram and Twitter and various social media.
Yep.
Drake May outduels Jaden Daniels in Foxborough. Did he outduel Jaden Daniels out there?
No, he just looked really good. He looked like
Outduel?
No, he doesn't. It's a freaking joint practice. It's not an outduel. What like an outdueling was in 2021 when the Patriots had the joint practices with the Giants and Mac Jones came out, took Cam Newton's job right from his absent hands and outdueled, if you will, Daniel Jones, smoked him right off the spot. Not that that was that difficult as well. But in terms of Drake May outduels Jaden Daniels, no, he looked the part. It was like Drake May on that day looked like you said it the other day. I thought it was very well put. Drake May looks like he belongs on the field. Drake May looks like he belongs in the conversation. That's what we want to see. That's what we want tonight, this preseason, and that is one of the keys to this season, not to give away my 3 o'clock hour.
617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation. What are you looking for from the Patriots, Drake May, the offensive line, the coaching staff, if you want to see the staff get their first opportunity? If you remember, that was a storyline last year, like, oh, how do the coaches work? I actually don't think that's a storyline this year because, unlike last year, all these coaches have pretty much done these jobs before and are proven to have the ability to handle the situations that they're probably going to be in. Also, what are your thoughts on the Tom Brady statue? Are you like Fitzy, who I think is going to kiss the ground that it is placed on, bow down to it? Or are you like Ted? It's like, didn't we give this guy a day last year? Now we're giving another day, ready to move on to Drake May. And if that's the case, tonight is the perfect night for that transition, right?
You pass can
the
have baton. You can have the emotional continuity. Like, you can have, you can
emotional
see
continuity? What are we, in therapy?
No, well, this is very therapeutic for a lot of people. This is nice to see. Like, there it is. That's from whence we came. And then just turn your eyes to the field and bam. The future in Foxborough.
This
right
probably won't surprise you, but Hardo Hart has never thought about emotional continuity.
That does not surprise me in the least.
And don't bring that up to my wife because I don't know if that's good or bad, but we're not talking about
Dan Ball, I once floated on a Saturday Fitzy and Hart show the phrase existential dread, and he was like, the hell does that mean?
Okay, let's tie that into right now. Is there existential dread? Because I believe, for the Patriots fans,
when I look at Tom
this
Brady,
is the
I feel
end.
Like I can live forever.
This is the end of Tom Brady being a Patriot. That's my theory.
He literally stood out there in a red jacket and told you, I am Tom Brady and I am a Patriot.
And then he bought the Raiders.
You're also putting up a statue. You're putting up a statue of Tom Brady, so he's going to lord over Gillette for a very long time.
You know my feeling.
So nothing seems to be.
It should be the size of Christ the Redeemer. You should see it from the top of Route 1 5 miles away.
I've always said it should go on top of the lighthouse, so he can literally look down upon everything he helped create.
You were working
now for a quarterback that's actually playing on the field, that might
that be a little
bit
imposing.
Like, that's literally Tom Brady's shadow. Can we not do that?
I mean, you're causing shrinkage, and it's 80 degrees out.
Imagine what Drake May would have done. I mean, Mac Jones would have done if he looked up. He just like puddle of goo, like the Wicked Witch.
I'm melting.
Puddle. Absolutely. Like, instead of the witch's hat, it would have been a helmet there.
Yep.
No, obviously it shouldn't be that big, but when you like stop and just go like huge macro view, both of us agree. You know, we remember you were with the Patriots. I was goofing around in 2016. Remember when they put the photo of him on the lighthouse?
Oh, yeah. Bill loved
four
that.
Games. Yeah, I'm sure he loved
it. I'm not in the marketing meetings.
How many fans came by to take photos in front of the previous lighthouse with the 12 up there in solidarity during the defiance of Deflategate? And I think we both also agreed, A, should have at least gotten one final victory lap contract with the Patriots. But when you stop and think about the fact that
You wanted one of those fake contracts or the...
No.
Oh, okay.
He never should have left in the first place.
Agreed.
It should have been at least 2 for $50, 4 for $100, the Drew Brees deal.
Yep.
But out here at Patriot Place, which conveniently is named for the one Patriot, mostly responsible, and not all the Patriots. We got you, Vrabel. You think about all of this is mostly responsible because of the success of Kraft, Belichick, and Brady. Dude should have just been handed an oversized novelty blank check from, you know, Grand Prize Bank and like, Tom, just fill in the details. What do you want? $100 million a season? $200 million? I don't, salary cap be damned, because he's responsible for all this. So the statue should at least be 12 feet tall.
It's interesting that we do bring up that. We always go back to that. That was not a great decision to let Tom Brady leave.
You've been talking recently about best trades, worst trades in Boston sports history. The worst deal in the history of Boston sports. You know, we've benefited from Heathcliff Slocum for Jason Varitek and Derek
At least they
Lowe.
Got like $100,000 for Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
They didn't get a flipping cent for Tom Brady.
Get a fourth round compensatory draft pick for the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL.
This just in, worst deal ever.
But we're moving on, so we're talking a combination of things. Tom Brady's statue, yes, it will be unveiled. Yes, we will look at the pose. We'll look at the face. We'll see if the artist nailed it. There's been a string of not great statues in the history of sports of late, but we also will get to see Drake May. And I think this is an interesting Drake May evolution night, because you know the one thing I'm worried about, I think he's a diamond, and you can't break a diamond. But the diamond needs to be buffed up a little bit, needs to sparkle, because the diamond...
The diamond needs its fitting, Andy.
I don't know what that's setting.
The setting. Like this year, this is all about with Josh.
Is that Campbell?
No, with Josh, with Vrabel, with the cast they've surrounded him with. This is now all about like the cut, the clarity, all the four C's, getting it in place, getting the setting together, like, and then letting it sparkle, and then letting it do its job of attracting attention. I will say, after that practice and the things that we've heard, the notoriously difficult Bedards and everyone else of the world who have all had Drake May on their players trending up or three up, three down, I will say my expectations or statistical outlook for Drake May this year, this just in. They're going up.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that, but I look at some of the facts that get in the way of that narrative, and that would be in stadium practice. What happened there?
Oh, he threw two picks.
Yeah, after no picks in practices. So the first time they elevate the competition level, and he was the number one overall pick.
I pointed that out, and you and Ted were like, ah, one was picked,
oh, no.
The other one was
no, I think that's a real thing.
It is a problem. Because
that was an escalation in the
right.
competitive juices. That was him as the number one pick. Remember, he lost. He lost to the team. That was Josh Dobbs' team. He was the number one pick. His
yep.
team lost. Then you get to joint practices. Had a nice practice. I'm not willing to say he out-dueled Jaden Daniels. And at the end of that practice, they
Jaden
went
Daniels
to the two-minute drill.
Yep.
And what happened? Threw an interception.
And like the four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
Thank you, Mr. Schrager.
I know Peter Schrager wants to dismiss all those interceptions.
Is Schrager ever going to come on, by the way?
On our show? I'm doubtful of that,
yeah.
based on the way we talk about him.
No, have we said a positive word about him yet?
No, I like him. I'm very affable.
Good-looking guy. Nice
there you
guy.
Go. Oh, perfect. There
yeah.
you go.
Good
can we cut that?
Good-looking
yeah. Let's put
guy.
That out on social.
Yeah. Schrager?
I'm trying to be nice. Wait, you don't think he's good-looking? Just ruin that soundbite.
Well, sorry about that, Andy, but that's not the first thing I would go to. He's very affable.
But if Drake May goes out there for two series tonight, and we expect that this summer slash early season is about a development and an evolution in the Josh McDaniels offense. To me, he needs a clean one of those. This is a
yep.
game setting. It's two series. Go out there and be clean. I don't really care if it's two touchdowns. I know Joe Burrow scored two touchdowns in two drives and was like, we need to be better. And I was like,
well,
that looks pretty good.
he threw incompletion. I know that's bad grammar. Don't
worry
about it.
But whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. I like saying So he throws an incompletion, then goes out there and just eviscerates the other defense. Two touchdowns, best wide receiver in the NFL, hands down right now. And I love the fact that Joe Burrow's competitiveness. What's up, guys? That Joe Burrow's competitiveness, which was on display for all to see in the quarterback series. That was my favorite part about the season two of the Netflix series Quarterback, is just how competitive Burrow is and how pissed he is at how last season unfolded, missing the playoffs because of a slow start. Now he has finally told Zach Taylor, hey, you know what? I'm the best quarterback on the effing planet right now. So what we're going to do is start fast and be ready to go. No resting us early. We're going to throw touchdowns. We're going to get out there and kick ass because we have zero defense.
Okay, so Joe Burrow is a top five quarterback.
He's the best quarterback in the NFL. I am HFO.
We heard Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman say, Drake May won't be a top five quarterback this year, but that's on the horizon.
Yes.
Okay, if that's on the horizon, that process starts now. You don't just make some big leap in one game or two games. That starts now. And tonight, I think what we need to see is him looking like
Daniels last year.
Competent leader in Josh McDaniels' offense. And
yes.
that is not, I don't need a deep ball to Booty for 60 yards or some of the things we know he's capable of. You know what he needs to do? When there's a swing pass, hit the swing pass. When there's a screen, hit the screen. If Pop Douglas runs a little in cut or a slant, hit him where he can get run after the catch, because that's the McDaniels offense, and I think that's what Josh is going to ask him to do once the regular season gets here, is make the simple ones, make the easy ones, because we know you can make the difficult ones.
So I think we're going to continue to see more offense in the preseason that leads analysts, reporters, fans, et cetera, to all keep saying, like, yeah, it looks like the McDaniels offense to me. I'm waiting for some of this new gadgetry in the spiritual journey.
Speed option.
Led to the evolution of the offense. You're not going to see any. I think
oh God,
once
no.
the regular season comes around, that's when you will see some of this McDaniels offense 3.0. Right now, I just want to see that he can execute the tenets and fundamentals of the McDaniels offense. Also, Andy, I will say this. There are different roster spots, I think, that are all locked up already and a bunch of competitive spots, which makes preseason very fun to watch for us diehards and football hardos. Who else do you want to see in tandem with Drake May tonight look like, oh, someone's been studying McDaniels?
So it's not necessarily McDaniels. To me, the story of the night is the two people I brought up earlier. You want nothing but positive reviews on Drake May, and you want nothing but positive reviews on Campbell. You need to – that doesn't mean he has to be perfect. Like, oh, my God, no one ever got by him. He latched on, and they never moved. But there can't be guys beating him to the inside, speed rushers beating him off the edge. And I know there's other people – Drake May is probably going to see a series or two. I think that's a fair expectation.
Two.
There's people that think Campbell needs to play like a half – get extensive reps out there because he is the one that's going to be so important and needs the reps. And you're right. There is this growing evolution of how much guys are going to play, how they get prepared. The Bengals, there's a reason maybe the Bengals started 1-11 in their last 12. It's the first two games of the last 6 years. They're 1-11.
That is such an embarrassment for Zach Taylor.
Does that not tell you they're not ready to play?
Yeah.
They're a good football team with great players. They're not ready to play.
Do they need Zach Taylor? Could Burrow just be a quarterback coach? Probably.
Burrow could probably be the head coach.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he could literally be a QB coach. You don't need that stumble bump.
So give me a prediction before we head into break here. Give me a prediction. Are we going to get mostly positive rave reviews tonight about the statue, about Drake May, and about Will Campbell? Or do you think we're going to have some good, the bad, and the ugly reviews from the Patriots preseason opener?
I think it's going to be a clean sheet. Drake May looks like he's taking the step. Will Campbell, he's not Tony Boselli just yet. He's not Joe Thomas, but he's growing, and it looks like maybe the Patriots got themselves one. And most importantly, yes, more fans than not will like the statue, because considering that people have flown from all over the country and all of Patriots Nation to see it tonight, I know the crafts and the organization want to deliver on that promise. What a night, what a time. Oh, and by the way, you can't stop me today because Braintree won last night, and my hometown team is going to the College World Series.
Little League World Series.
Sorry.
They're
so good. They're going
to college. You have college players? No wonder you guys are beating Little League teams.
That's right.
They're
going
to
Little League World Series. Let's go.
Holy Moses. Quick update out of the Dan Ball jersey desk. 17 Tom Brady jerseys have walked by.
17.
Since 2:05. That includes 2 custom GOAT t-shirts and 1 Tampa Brady jersey.
Oh, come on. Knock it off.
A separate
category.
Yeah. Dan, you are fully authorized and deputized by me. I will pay the fine. If you see anybody in a Brady Franken jersey, that's half Patriots, half Tampa, feel free to tackle him Bernard Pollard style right at the ankle.
617-779-7937. What are you expecting from Drake May and the Patriots tonight? What are you expecting from the Tom Brady statue? Are you worried about what it's going to look like? Are they going to have to do a redo at some point? Are you worried about the pose? I've heard some grumblings there. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons live at Patriot Place on the Dean College stage, just outside of Citizen Crust Pizza.
Thank you. Nailed it.
And Bar Louie next door. We'll be back with more of your calls and conversation on WEEI Afternoons. But Dan Ball, what's trending?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Also make that 19 Brady jerseys in the last minute.
Nice.
So here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox open up a 6-game road trip tonight. They begin a 3-game series in San Diego against the Padres. First pitch is at 9:40. Walker Buehler will start against Nick Pivetta. And you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcandis tonight at 8:40, and Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the series. And from earlier today, the Red Sox claimed catcher Ali Sanchez off of waivers from the Toronto Blue Jays. Sanchez will meet the team in San Diego. He is a career 186 hitter and 46 games over the span of 4 seasons. The Celtics today announced a contract extension with head coach Joe Mazzulla. Mazzulla is coming off of his 3rd season as Boston's coach and has guided the team to the playoffs every season, including the franchise's 18th NBA title, to cap off the 23-24 campaign. The Patriots kick off the 2025 preseason tonight against the Washington Commanders. Kickoff is at 7:30. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels is not expected to play in the game tonight. Also on the scoreboard this evening, the Lions are at the Falcons and the Browns are at the Panthers. Both games kick off at 7 p.m. And from around the league, Los Angeles Chargers Pro Bowl left tackle Rashawn Slater will miss the entire 2025 season with a ruptured patellar tendon suffered in practice on Thursday. It's colossal lobster roll season at the 99. Choose hot buttered or traditional, both built to the hilt with chunks of North Atlantic lobster served with fries and coleslaw. You gotta love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI at WEEI.com. More afternoons live at Patriot Place coming up right after this.